Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one and record your name to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Also, if any business partner is in need of the slides, please email Sarah Molnar at smolnar@us.ibm.com. And that's smolnar@us.ibm.com. Kim, now I'd like to introduce Kim Woodbury. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you very much. So apologize to the business partners that the slides didn't get posted in time. We will try to get those out officially, but Sarah can get them out to you right now if you need them. So I'm Kim Woodbury, product manager, responsible for Maximo for space management for facilities product. I'm here with Vakul Banta, who's the product manager for the data center infrastructure management solution, and we are happy to share with you some information today about the upcoming releases. And so let's just get started. We'll dive right in. We wanted to take a couple of minutes, just go through our background in the facilities management space, and then we're going to give you some information on the new solution, a summary, some of information on pricing metrics and packaging and some details around the product. And then Vakul is going to take you through an overview of the DSIM product. I will take you through some of the scenarios and an overview of the facilities product. We have a couple of slides here with technical information. It's high level, some for your reference, and then we'll wrap up with some key pieces of information. So jumping right in, slide three. As we talk about these new solutions that we're offering around space management and space planning, we talk about how that is part of our facilities management solution. And we want to make sure we're clear. We have been in this space for a long time, almost two decades, that Maximo has been used by many of our customers to manage their facilities, mostly from a maintenance perspective. So that maintenance functionality that we've been providing around service management and asset and work management for many years, we are now introducing new capabilities to expand that footprint to include space planning, and are also looking at the sustainability angle here and being able to support those initiatives, as well as data center infrastructure management, which is a new space in the market, not only for IBM but in general. And also we see the convergence of the capabilities needed for data center management, space management, with that in facilities. There's the same types of assets. We have to manage HVAC units and lighting and power, the same that we do in a building. So that has become part of our strategy here to include those capabilities. Just another highlight, we have a rapidly growing facilities management user group that is run by our users and assisted by our partner community. WorkTech is heavily involved in that group. It's got over 600 members, which is the third largest of the industry-specific user groups for Maximo. We have a representation here of some of the customers that are using Maximo today. And as we can see, it is really representative across many industries. So from service providers like JCI and Unico, to airports and healthcare, to government agencies, universities, retail, hospitality, as well as our own IBM RESO, which has recently started using Maximo internally to manage our property. So with these new capabilities and expanding on what we can offer under the Maximo umbrella, really taking us from a facilities maintenance perspective more towards a broader facilities management set of capabilities. If we look at slide four, here again is a number of customers that represent the various industries. And I think that this is important when we talk about industry solutions. There has been no industry solution for Maximo because it can be so broadly used. Anybody who has a building, manages a building, owns a building, needs these capabilities to keep that property running. So we just have some representation here, and again, across industries. Just to talk for a minute on slide five, you know, some of the opportunities that we see also internally, but being able to be a part of the Smart Planet and Smart Building initiatives that are at a broader IBM level. So a lot of our customers are looking at some of these statistics. It's, you know, worldwide buildings consume 42% of all electricity, more than any other asset. And so with us being able to help them address, you know, their problems that they're seeing with some of this that's going on, the buildings lose half as much water that flows into them, that we can see, you know, potential cost savings through more better management of data center physical environment. We can see 20 to 30% cost savings. We know that energy costs are about 30% of an office building's total operating costs. And just from a more, you know, from the green just being environmentally responsible category, you know, 8 out of 10 employees would prefer to work in a green building. So when we look at different organizations that are taking on some of these sustainability initiatives and looking for LEED certification, that they really do have their employee buy-in and participation in those activities. And then also a lot of the regulations that are coming out. So that, you know, 59 regions worldwide have either pending or approved carbon reduction mandates that are going to affect buildings. And so all of these things put together are driving our customers to look for better solutions to help them manage from a from an environmental, energy, sustainability perspective, how they can reduce costs within their organizations. If we look at slide 6, I just want to take you through a little bit of kind of a broader perspective from the facilities strategy that we're looking at. This is based based loosely on Gartner's definition of IWMS, Integrated Workplace Management Solutions. We have modified this slightly, and there perhaps are other changes coming to this model as well as we have a new analyst in that space with Gartner. But Maximo today covers the facilities operations and service management areas very well. We've been providing, as I said, capabilities in those areas for about 2 decades. As we looked at the needs and requirements from our customers and demand, space management and the data center infrastructure management pieces, it was apparent that those were very important to what our customers were doing, and they were looking for a solution, a single vendor solution to solve that for them. So this is the product that we're focusing on today, the release that is based on our source code license agreement with Drawbase, which is a longtime partner of Maximo, and we'll talk about this a little bit further in some of the slides. But being able to provide capabilities for these two areas within the second half of this year, which our release date is currently scheduled for September 17th of 2010. If we look out a little bit further, some of the other areas of importance and other, gaps in the portfolio today where we don't have a broad set of capabilities around energy, environmental, and sustainability, as well as portfolio management. There is a GBS solution today, PPMS, Portfolio Performance Management Solution, that has been built in the UK based on some requirements from IBM RESO, and we are planning on productizing that in the second half of next year. We have teams that are looking at that and seeing how we can work that into the Maximo portfolio as well. And then looking out even further, understanding that capital project management is also of great importance. We do have a number of customers that are doing some capital project management today within Maximo and using some configuration or customization to help them with that, depending on how complex they want to make that, whether they need a third-party partner to help fill in that gap or they can manage it with Maximo. Also, a big piece of that is around scheduling, and with some of the new Maximo scheduling tools, that helps address those requirements as well. So moving on to slide 7, and we won't go through this in great detail, but we do like to put together a solution map when we talk about an industry, and for us to really understand all that it encompasses and all of the different pieces of functionality that we would like to provide as part of that solution. We can see here in the center and to the right and lower right, work management, asset management, service management, supply chain, the things that Maximo does today very well. We also then look to the left and top around the portfolio management and energy and environmental aspects, where we see the GBS solution today being able to provide some of the capabilities required by those different pillars. In the top right, project management, and as I mentioned, we do have customers that are doing some of that, capital planning, budgeting, being able to do a work breakdown structure and track the budgets against a work order within Maximo. There are some pieces of this, the condition assessment, that we look to our partners. One is VFA in the Boston area that has some advanced capabilities in that area. Across the bottom, we see the area of facilities, operations, and space management, and where we'll be able to address a lot of these with the solution we're releasing this fall. So along with the data center infrastructure management, which is in the asset management category. So being able to manage keys, do move requests, space planning, understand occupancy from a floor plan perspective, and understand utilization of that space. There is another partner as part of our ecosystem here that we work with for some of the room reservation capabilities and being able to do hoteling and manage space in that aspect, which is PeopleCube. They're also in the Boston area, coincidentally, but do have an international presence. As you can imagine, there's many more lines that could be drawn between these boxes, but in order to keep it readable, we've kind of put in some of the key ones. If you move on to slide 8 now, this is just showing what I described, overlaying some of those solutions. And I think the point here really is that IBM Maximo is going to have a very broad footprint, being able to cover many of the capabilities that are under this definition of IWMS and facilities management very well, especially as we move into looking at the PPMS solution and bringing that into the portfolio. I don't want to forget some of our other partners as well. You look at external systems from a corporate perspective, so into your financial systems, and we know we have integrations with out-of-the-box integrations, with Oracle and PeopleSoft, and also a very strong integration framework that can support other third-party products as well. But also in the upper left, and there's been a lot of press and interest in our relationship with JCI, as well as some of the other building automation system providers, so being able to connect those real-time meters into the Maximo world. So I just have a couple of examples here. If we move on to slide 9, looking at how we use the Maximo today across some of these industries. And I think just, based on time, I'll probably let you go and read these yourselves, but we are familiar with across, like I said, these industries, how they can use service requests, how they're, to report problems from a catalog perspective, how they're maintaining their assets within the building so that they can have optimal revenue-generating activities like in a casino, make sure that they're scheduling maintenance and PMs in the right way. So those are just kind of the how we're using it today. I'd like to get into some more specifics about this solution. So if we move on to slide 11. So this is just a summary of the release that's coming out this fall, so new space planning capabilities to address customer requirements, that they have been asking for a single vendor FM suite that includes the space planning capabilities. So being able to integrate those business processes within one set of tools from that single vendor. Also looking for a data center capacity planning solution, so that new data center infrastructure management space, which can take into consideration things like power availability when you're determining if there's space in a rack for servers, and Vakul will take us through some of that detail. So just the details, targeted to ship in the third quarter. The announced date is currently planned for September 7th of this year, and the EGA on September 17th. So those will be available for Maximo sellers at that time, both products. Some details on the agreement. So this is a perpetual source code license agreement for these new tools that are based on draw-based technology. They have been a longtime partner of IBM's and of MRO Software's. Over 10 years, we have a number of joint customers that are using their solution with their integration to Maximo to manage their property. So this is not a new solution. It's a new solution for IBM. I think we want to make sure we position that it is based on this proven technology that has been around and has been in the market and successfully used by large organizations for many years. So here's just the official product names, the two PIDs, Maximo Space Management for Facilities and Maximo Data Center Infrastructure Management. They are standalone products. They do not require a Maximo as a prerequisite, but they do come with integrations. So for the facilities, it's to Maximo Asset Management and Service Provider, and for Data Center Infrastructure Management to TAMIT and Service Provider as well. So those integrations are provided with it, and we do see that most commonly this will be sold in conjunction with a Maximo opportunity. We just have some initial analyst feedback here that we wanted to share. So we've worked very closely with Ralph Rio from the ARC Advisory Group, and you can read that comment. But I think it is very representative, you know, broadening IBM's footprint with a more comprehensive solution, you know, across space planning and execution for changes. So that's there. We can share that with our customers. There's a link there to the article that Ralph authored. Sorry. Just some more analyst information here on 13. So just a brief on Gartner. I know that we look at the Gartner MQs very frequently, the Magic Quadrant reports, and there is one on IWMS. So we met with, as I mentioned earlier, Rob Schaefer is the new analyst in this space, and we had a good session with him earlier this month in Littleton with some really positive feedback. And so I think that, you know, this has been the third analyst in the space in 4 years. But I think, you know, Rob really wants to make his mark in this position. And so he alluded to modifying that definition going forward. I don't know that we're going to get out of that acronym. It's pretty well established in the market. But he was, you know, interested in our take on broadening the definition and how we might be able to better represent it. He did acknowledge that convergence of the IT and FM responsibilities. So that's another angle that we may see him promote and be behind. And the other thing of interest, I guess, that he mentioned during that session that they've, you know, he's been foreseeing, they've been kind of anticipating that one of the big players, either IBM, SAP, Oracle, HP, is going to consolidate and really take over this market. So that's good news as well, and hoping that it will be us. Another from ARC, and there's a number of articles out there. So we are still the market leader in the facilities management space, according to ARC, with 25% of the market share, according to their definition. So that's very positive. Also, just want to mention there is an analyst event that's coming up in September in RTP in Raleigh. We're going to leverage that as the DSIM product launch. So it's ISM and the Next Generation Data Center, and you might see some more information as we get closer to that date. On slide 14, just wanted to show you again, emphasizing, you know, where this fits in the overall product portfolio. Two new core solutions that are now embedded in that overall solution suite. I don't want to take too much time on that. If we move on to slide 15, we wanted to lay out here some of the roles, different users that would be interacting with the new solution from both a data center and facilities perspective. We have a new user here in our realm is a space planner. So this is, you know, someone in the facilities department who's responsible for doing the floor plans, making sure that employees are located in the right place, so they're executing moves at changes for personnel, they're consolidating space, they're determining if more space is needed for, you know, from a lease and rental perspective, do I have, you know, we're going through an acquisition and I'm getting a number of new people, you know, 200 new people, can I put them within the space I have or do we need additional space? Can I reconfigure what I have to accommodate it? Or similarly, if there's a new lab that's required for a new business unit or a new project, is there space to accommodate that within my current rented space? So we also have a number of our traditional users and roles that are in the Maximo world. So from a maintenance manager to a maintenance engineer, a planner scheduler, and self-service requester. And so when we talk about the capabilities of this product, it is focused on the space planner role from a lot of the scenarios are around managing moves of individual people, of departments, understanding what my utilized space is so that I can accurately do chargebacks within my organization so that I understand square footage, et cetera, for regulatory reporting. But we don't want to forget about all of these traditional roles. There's also capabilities here to overlay some of the mechanical, electrical, plumbing and make that visible on the floor plan so that these users can better perform their jobs. So we have the mechanical, electrical, plumbing. You can also see open work orders and see assets within these floor plans. So being able to understand the relationships between cabling, between the different electrical circuits, knowing where the breaker boxes where I can turn off that panel so I can do work and who that might impact. Although that kind of information is also valuable to these users. From a self-service requester standpoint, if I need to report a problem and create a new ticket, a new service request, understanding exactly where that is so that I can accurately report it, or if I need to request a move for myself, that I can see where there's available space and that can cause the whole process to be more efficient. From a data center manager's perspective, being able to manage the IT and energy costs within that space, so being able to do the planning and understand how much available power I have left, design the layout so it's most efficient from a heating and cooling perspective, and being able to maintain all of those assets, not only the IT, but UPS, PDUs, and crack units, so the same kinds of responsibilities that we see on the FM side. Okay, if we move on to slide 16, just a little bit of detail from the pricing modeling perspective. The pricing for the facilities product is a per-user pricing. A license is required for those space planning users to log in and use this tool. So it's a standard metric used by our prime competitors, so Tririga, Plan on Arcabus. You might come across that square footage metric, and some of these smaller companies have more flexibility. And we've discussed this with our pricing folks, so if that becomes a need, you know, please do get in touch with us and we'll see what we can do to address it. But we feel that the per-user metric is going to be sufficient in most cases, especially if you're bundling this with an asset management opportunity, which is also an authorized user type metric. So you might have, in this case, you know, 250 maintenance workers, so you'll have 250 asset management authorized users license, and maybe three space planners and an architect, so someone who's responsible for the CAD drawings that needs to have direct access to that space planning tool. So, you know, we talk about the integration points and we talk about having access, and maybe when we get to, we've got one slide here on the development roadmap, but the integration between the two products is a data integration, and so having access to the space planning tool, the space management solution itself, we see as being really only needed by a handful of users because they're the only ones who have authorization to actually make changes to that drawing. So if you need to actually access the drawing features and change the lines, move the walls, actually make changes, as opposed to someone who, at least in our initial release, can have visibility into that floor plan as an attachment on a work order, for example, that we've published that drawing and it's accurate, and now we've just made it visible on the Maximo side. That doesn't require a license there today. So when we get into the roadmap, we can explain where we see that coming together more closely in the future, but that's the licensing model as it is. So for any pricing that's required before the GA date or the announced date, a letter 112 must be filled out, and we've had a number of them submitted already and had initial price estimates provided to those customers for budgeting purposes. So we have had a lot of interest in the product so far. Bakul, do you want to cover the DSIM piece?
Sure. So for Maximo Data Center Infrastructure Management, we are pricing it by rack, so by the number of racks that you're managing. The definition is stated right here, or it's how we define a rack. We've tried to keep it very broad to cover all shapes and sizes of different racks. Because it's a very, very new space, it's not fully matured yet, so you may come across some of the other metrics that our competitors use. So you may come across square footage or per user-based pricing, but we believe that rack is the best way to price a DSIM tool. And just to go over this example here, you see we this company has four data center administrators, one data center manager, IT director. They all need access to the tool. But regardless of how many people need access, the tool is priced based on the number of racks that you're managing, which is 200 racks in this case. So whatever the price point is for each rack, multiply that by 200, and that's your price. And again, as Kim mentioned, if you need further pricing information, then please submit a letter 112.
Okay, thanks. So moving on to slide 18, we thought it would be worthwhile, at least in some of our initial discussions, to make it clear how the capabilities lay out and what the different functions and features within the product are. So we've got, they're really more synonymous with applications today in Maximo, maybe modules. So we talk about how these are grouped together. If you look at Drawbase's product, they have packaged a lot of these as add-ons so that you individually price and buy different features that are required, including Data Center Manager or Move Manager or MEP, the Mechanical Electrical Plumbing. And so rather than put that more complex model together where it's a full menu of choices, we have put them together logically and offered two different PIDs. So as we see here, everything for the DSIM product, and you can see them listed there across what we're calling, the base product, which is shared by both the Space and Infrastructure Manager, which the name, you won't see that anywhere in the product as far as I know, maybe in the documentation that we're sharing. But the others will show up more as, application or launch the data center manager capabilities, launch the MEP or the legends or the key and lock. There are some different features that then can be made available. So, again, this is more for information, but as you can get sort of a flavor for the different capabilities and how they map here, to those different different applications that are going to be provided. Okay, I'm going to hand it back over to Vakul to take us through some more detail on the data center infrastructure management side.
Okay, thanks, Kim. So before I get into the details of the product, I just wanted to cover on slide 20. So what exactly do we mean when we say data center infrastructure? It's not just the traditional IT equipment and networks, so it's not just the racks and the servers. But when we talk about infrastructure, we are also talking about all the power systems. So you have your UPS units, your PDUs, the cooling components, your HVAC, your CRAC units, the generators, the humidifiers, and all the associated switching equipment, cables, patch panels. And then also the physical space associated with these assets, so, including the data center floor plan. So it's really the combination of all these that make up the data center infrastructure. But to get into more details of what DSIM actually is, it's the process of managing that physical layer of the data center, including all these assets that we just talked about in the previous slide. So you have your IT and non-IT assets, the physical space, the power, cooling, cabling, and all the network connectivity. The key business drivers are, of course, the need for an accurate view of the data center infrastructure. So you want to know exactly what you have in your data center, where it's located, and how everything connects to each other. And also you want to understand the space and energy capacity constraints in the data center. So you want to make sure that you have enough space and enough power to support the assets that you have in a data center. The benefits are pretty evident here. So, you know, by better managing your space and energy in your data center, you can reduce the data center operational costs by 20 to 30%, as Kim stated earlier, and also avoid any, or at least delay the data center expansion, which we all know can cost millions. You can also mitigate the risk of system downtime. So if you think about it, if you do not have enough space and power to support the changes that you're trying to make in your data center, that can lead to all kinds of system downtime risks, as well as when you have a maintenance engineer trying to do the regular maintenance on a data center asset, and what if he or she unplugs the wrong cable? What does that do to your business? How does it affect your business? So these are the two clear benefits, and as well as giving facilities and data center both a common view into your data center infrastructure.
Moving on to the next slide. You're going to tell them what slide you're on.
Yes, I'm moving on to the next slide. Let's talk about a little bit about the DSIM market. Timing-wise, it's an opportune time for us to get into this market. It's a very new market, emerging market. Analysts have just started covering this space. One very interesting fact data that we came across was listed here in bullet two, where Gartner estimates that the DSIM tool penetration will grow from 1% in 2010 to 60% in 2014. And just think about it, this is just huge growth in terms of market growth. And we estimate, so based on the Gartner numbers and some other data points that we got from different analysts, we estimate the data center infrastructure management market to grow from close to 35 million this year to 200 million by 2014. Some of the vendors that you might come across in this space are Aperture, which is an Emerson company, Enlight, iTrax, and if you're based in Europe, then you might come across PDCon and maybe FNT Command as well. HP does have a partnership with Aperture, and this is something that we need to look out for. But in terms of timing, again, it's a great time for us to enter the market, for IBM to establish itself as a leader in this market, and gain the market share. Moving on to the next slide. So when you think of the data center, it gets quite interesting because you know, both facilities and IT have a vested interest in the data center, right? So you have facilities who are responsible for the day-to-day operations, including power and cooling. They are responsible for the maintenance, as well as the physical security. And then you have IT, who are responsible for the IT asset and service management, change management, storage, and all that good stuff. And DSIM is really an overlap of both because, like I've mentioned earlier, both facilities and IT have a vested interest in it. So IT cannot ensure optimal service delivery without taking into consideration what the physical and environmental aspects of the data center, and facilities cannot do what they do without taking into consideration the impact that it'll have on the IT operations. So the traditionally, Maximo, we've been managing the facilities assets, the transportation assets, the production equipment, et cetera, but now we're taking Maximo inside the data center. So now we go into the conversation saying that, okay, not only can we manage all the traditional assets, but we can manage a data center as well. And this is something that really differentiates us from some of the competitors that I mentioned earlier, Aperture, Enlight, and iTrax, because they don't have the same story as IBM does. So getting into the product now, so some of the major challenges that that data center managers have is being able to visualize the data center infrastructure to know what exactly do they have, where it is located, who owns the equipment, as well as how everything connects to each other. You want to understand the impact of all the moves as in changes that you might that you're planning inside the data center. You want to be able to extend the life of the data center and reduce any kinds of system downtime risk, as I mentioned earlier. So just to give you a brief overview of this, of what this product does, Maximo Data Center Infrastructure Management is all about managing the physical layer of the data center. So you can visualize your data center floor plan. You can then drill into the details and go into a specific asset, location, or equipment and see all the attributes associated with this. There's a screenshot on the slide that shows you just that. In this case, it's we've drilled down to the rack levels. You can see the rack elevation view here and all the different attributes associated with the rack. You can, like I mentioned earlier, you can view how everything connects inside the data center, and you can also plan your moves as in changes based on space and power capacity as well as heat dissipation. So, let's say you're moving adding 10 new servers into the data center. You want to know, what is the optimal location to add those servers. Which rack has enough power, enough space, and enough cooling capacity to support the change that I'm trying to make. You can do all kinds of scenario planning. You can have multiple drawings and save them as scenarios to see how your data center floor plan and the infrastructure will look like. Let's say if you're adding 20 new servers, then what does that do to your infrastructure? So with this release, the first release out of the box, we will have an integration to Tivoli Asset Management for IT, as well as service provider, as Kim mentioned earlier. And I'll cover that in some more detail in another slide here. And again, the benefits are, as I mentioned earlier, are being able to reduce operational costs as well as any system downtime risks. I'm moving on to the next slide. This slide outlines all the key features and functions of the Maximo DSIM product. Let me see if I can just point out a couple of others that I haven't covered already. You can import the AutoCAD drawings. So AutoCAD is one tool that a lot of the data center managers use today to maintain a drawing of their data centers. So you can import those drawings into the DSIM tool. You can add attributes, add intelligence to the drawing. And if there's a business need to export the drawing back to AutoCAD, you can do that while maintaining the intelligence associated with the drawings. You can see line of business ownership. So, if you want to see, how many racks are owned by the marketing department or the finance department, the tool will show you that. You can plan your moves as and changes, as I mentioned earlier. So when you're trying to do that, let's say you're trying to move servers from rack A to rack B, and rack B does not have enough space or enough power to support those new servers, then this, you know, the tool will alert you based on the thresholds that you set that, you know, that rack B cannot support this change. And of course, there's all kinds of reporting available with the tool. You can report on the rack content, all the interconnections, the power, the heat, and who owns the equipment, and much more. So getting into, I'm on the next slide now, getting into the integration with Tivoli Asset Management for IT. I'm just very quickly going to cover it. I know we're running out of time here. But with this integration, you can access the asset repository inside Tivoli Asset Management for IT and bring in the asset data into the DSIM tool. So all the attributes that are associated with those assets can be brought into the tool, and you can, you know, so once you make any all your moves as in changes, you can push the updates back to TAMIT, and you know TAMIT updates everything, all the location information. And then when you, on another note, when you've planned your moves as in changes, so that's one part, and then, you know, you also have to make, you also have to execute it. You can issue work orders using the TAMIT tool, and when you're doing that, you can also attach the drawing of the location that the maintenance engineer needs to work on, which makes it easier, saves a lot of time. When you have 100,000 square feet data center, if you know exactly where you need to be, just ends up saving a lot more time. The next few slides are just use case scenarios. I've covered a lot of this information in the content that I've, in the previous slides, so I'm going to skip over those. But just to give you a brief overview of where we see this fit in within Tivoli, if you move on to slide 30, the enhanced value with Tivoli adjacencies. Like I mentioned earlier, with this release, we have out-of-the-box integration with Tivoli Asset Management for IT, but we do realize that this tool needs to be able to integrate with a lot of the other Tivoli offerings that we have, and that's something that we have on our roadmap, and we're just trying to scope all that work out. This is a Blue Wash release, so you know we haven't made any core changes. It's just the first, you know, what the exact tool that we got from Drawbase is what you see in the first release. But we also see a direct connection with the energy management tool, the Maximo for Energy Management, Maximo for Energy Optimization. And we see that these two, the DSIM tool and the MEO tool, need to come together, and that, you know, that's something that's definitely on our roadmap, and we're trying to scope that work out. But essentially, you will have one tool that not only shows you the data center floor plan, but also your heat map overlaid on top, and then you can do, you know, you can plan all your. If you're looking at the map and you see a red spot there, you can drill down into the details of the asset and see what exactly is going on there. In terms of target customers, just very quickly, data centers are classified by size and sophistication. Our target market is the enterprise data centers, because if you think of it, if you're a small data center, you know, your an Excel spreadsheet or just a homegrown solution might be good enough for you to manage all the infrastructure. But if you have a 100,000 square feet data center, for example, then how do you do that just based on a spreadsheet? We do see an overlap into the higher end of the mid-tier data centers, but most of our target market is the enterprise data centers. In terms of industry and the kind of pain points that we are trying to address here, it doesn't really matter what industry you're in. A data center is a data center, of course, and its challenges across different industries are very, very similar. I'm going to hand it back to Kim, who's going to cover the facilities product.
Okay. Thank you, Vikul. So if we look at slide 33, we're just going to take through for a minute some of the challenges that we're looking to address with the solution for the space management for facilities side, and I mentioned some of these earlier, but we talk about the expense of property, so that property is typically the second largest item on a balance sheet after people. That's a well-known statistic, and that the operating expense, 50% of the life cycle cost. So there's this drive to reducing costs, that real estate prices are very high, as well as rising energy prices, so trying to keep those costs down. There's also a look towards efficiency. So when we look at some of these customers, and Bakul just mentioned keeping some of this information on spreadsheets, that still is typical, that there's, you know, many different departments and different sets of information within the building, especially around these different subsystems and assets, and we lack that end-to-end visualization where we can then start doing some analytics and better management and optimization of those assets. Sometimes bringing people, you know, coming in a IBM meeting is the first time some of these people within an organization have actually sat down in the same room and met, that should be working more closely. And sustainability, of course, again, is a focus of our customers. It's driven by some government regulation mandate, but also just sort of this better, you know, social aspect. Being able to have a more green outlook. If we look at some of the features in a little bit more detail on slide 34, so getting into the feature function list, when we look at the capabilities around space design, so as Nicole mentioned, being able to import and export CAD documents, it also supports Bentley MicroStation as well, so the Bentley products are also used by some of our customers to manage their floor plans and drawings. Having a drag and drop environment so that I can move things around in that interface. Be able to save multiple revisions, so when we start talking about the what-if scenarios and being able to do planning and comparisons, being able to have that multi-revision support. There's also a lot of capabilities around move management, being able to support individual or group moves, being able to plan those out in the future, being able to group them together logically and execute them. Being able to optimize the space, so understanding, you know, who is the occupant of a certain space, what department are they in, what's all their personnel information, how do I charge back, is there a cost center, and how can I best use that. We mentioned what-if scenarios, being able to increase service levels, so being able to execute those moves more efficiently, giving them a portal to make those requests, you know, so that on the second Thursday of every month is when we have the movers come in and we can get that done. Again, the drag and drop. Occupancy management, so again, we talk about consolidation, we talk about the regulatory requirements, we know that some government agencies are required to report their square footage of utilized space on a quarterly basis. Be able to implement a more energy efficient configuration, so there's examples of if you can line up the personnel and their shifts, that you can possibly shut down sections of the building if you have everybody who's on third shift sitting in the same area, and that can save energy. You can turn the lights off or the heating or air conditioning when nobody is occupying that space. And then being able to avoid having to rent or lease additional space and being able to execute those chargebacks based on usage. So I know that IBM actually does this as well, that I think it's $3 a square foot or something that's an internal charge, which is a typical industry number. Most organizations do that, so that, you know, Lotus or Rational or whatever department you're in, based on how much square footage you occupy in a building, has some obligations for that financially. And then the other important piece that we like to mention, especially in our maximal world, is around the cable management, the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, as well as telco and landlines and anything else that you can trace from point to point. And so being able to understand those dependencies and locate different shutoff valves or panels and understand the impact of those. So we'll just take you through a couple of these use cases then, understanding square footage and space utilization. So one example here we have like in a healthcare and hospital, and it could be a lot of these are applicable across industries, but I don't really understand my current square footage, like in details, by the type. So if we look at this example of I need to know where there's carpeting in the building versus where there's tile, taking into consideration fixed furniture. So in a hospital, especially, think of the nurse's station has a lot of countertops. There's fixed furniture there. So when you're negotiating a contract with a service provider, so with the cleaning services, the janitorial, that they base that on how much square footage do I need to vacuum or how much floor needs to be polished. So if I can start eliminating things like fixed furniture, I can negotiate those contracts more efficiently and have real cost savings. If we look at a K-12 or higher ed, moving on to slide 36, so this is really from the cable management. So being able to identify a shutoff valve and knowing what the impact might be. So there might be something leaking in a kitchen, but if I turn that off, we're also going to lose water in the lab next door or a couple of doors away. And so there's something in there that it could be hazardous if it doesn't have that water available to it. So at least being able to notify the right people and avoid sort of dangerous situations. If we look at slide 37, you know, in office space, so we're just talking about better utilization. So there's a new lab that's required. Can I accommodate that space here within this building, or do I need to rent or lease additional space? So being able to manage the costs in that way. And 38, being able to track keys and locks. And so we know that a number of our customers today do this within Maximo, tracking them as assets. But being able to tie that then to a visualization of the floor plan and being able to assign them to people. So rather than tracking it as some do, you know, maybe through a spreadsheet or clipboard to sign them in and out, we find this especially important in airport terminals as well as in, you know, education, K-12 or higher ed, where they give keys out, you know, master keys to third-party vendors. But in an airport terminal, it's understanding your access permissions to go from inside the terminal to outside to the tarmac versus just being able to get into, you know, a closet or a different area that normal customers wouldn't be able to have access to. So being able to tie that all and effectively account for it. There's also sustainability initiatives. So I mentioned earlier LEED certification. A big piece of that is understanding, you know, what percentage of your building meets certain criteria. So whether it's what percentage do I have low flow water valves, how many light bulbs have low energy, you know, they're more efficient light bulbs. How much of the carpeting is made of recycled material? And in this case, a really good one when we talk about square footage is how much of the landscaping is in have a water-efficient aspect. So, you know, we look at some of our customers that are in the desert. So you go to people that are in Arizona. If they change out their landscaping to be desertscape, they can receive credits for having a certain percentage of that landscape meet that criteria. And so the only way for them to tell what percentage of the landscape is in that criteria is to understand the square footage and to have it accurately tracked by usage. So that can help them meet that LEED certification. I think I had an extra slide in here, so if we skip over one, I apologize for my my draft mode there. But emergency management is the one that I'm on, which I think is 41 for you, for financial industry. So the other point here that's a good one is financial banking industry is really an industry that we haven't had a phenomenal presence in the past, and this really opens up new opportunities for us there. And one example is around emergency management from being able to publish an evacuation route. So I need to provide that to a local authority. I also need to understand, you know, where in the building are there handicapped personnel or maybe emergency equipment. I want to know where all the fire extinguishers are. I also want to be able to notify them where there might be hazardous materials stored within that building so that they can respond effectively. The last one here, 41, is just being able to show the integration. So just taking a look at the scenario where I'm managing a move request between both Maximo and the space management tool, that the request can be created on one side and executed, approved, you know, between those two roles efficiently. All right, so we'll just go through a quick technical, and then we'll wrap up. I know it's the top of the hour, so Hang in there with me for one second. I just wanted to outline here the space management. It's a Windows client, so we are talking about a client technology for the tool where all of the editing capabilities are. You store those drawings as DWGs. There's also a connection to an external database. And so, as we know, this was a standalone product previously, so that enables you to manage importing large sets of data and exporting. You're going to keep those in sync, and also being able to manage that data if you want to do mass updates and so forth, that it gives you that ability to do that. So there's also then the integration where you can push and pull information to the Maximo database with web services is the current technology that we're using to do that, and as well as being able to publish like drawings, those DWF files, as attachments, which is the web viewing capability. So that's just kind of an overview. Hopefully it gives you some insight, but if we move on to 41, when we talk about that push and pull of data, so it's really a nice way to keep in sync your assets, location, person, and work orders on the Maximo side. So if I go in, I can say, look at all of the equipment that I have in my space management tool. I've got, 643 records. So do a compare and tell me how many of those do I have on my Maximo database. And if I only have 500 and something, then synchronize and create those assets, create those equipment records from the drawing in Maximo. So it's a nice, easy way to create those new records and keep them in sync. We've just kind of put here system requirements for your reference, so you can take a look at those technical details. 46, I did mention earlier, I just wanted to mention the development roadmap. As Vakul mentioned, this is a blue wash release, so there are not a lot of technical differences between the source code that we acquired and what we're releasing, besides branding and an install and some documentation. As we look out further, we look at the next release, which we hope to align in the April timeframe with that 7.5 TPay release, adding additional database support, adding globalization, localization for Group 1, and then looking out to the second half of 11, where we can do a tighter visual integration with Maximo, being able to publish those drawings where you can interact with them, where we foresee a license actually being required, more like a self-service requester, for example, might be on the Maximo side, to have that advanced access to those drawings. I think that's looking out far enough. So there's just a couple of key takeaways. So from a sales perspective and what we're looking at, we know that there's lots of opportunities with our existing Maximo clients. So this can be sold in conjunction. It's not a prereq. It comes with an integration to Maximo, so we can go back to those existing customers. It is only available on version 7, so that's one, consideration as you look at it. It's maybe also an opportunity to get some of your existing Maximo customers to upgrade to version 7 so they can take advantage of these capabilities, as well as going into greenfield deals and especially in new industries like the financial sector. I think Vakul did a very good job of explaining sort of the opportune time that we have here now to enter the DSIM space and how rapidly that we foresee that growing, and we really want to make the best of this timing that we have with this new product. So we did mention this is a standalone solution. There are integrations that are provided to Maximo Asset Management and Service Provider for the facilities product and the ITAMIT and Service Provider for the DSIM. We have a per-user pricing for FM, the per-rack for DSIM. I have some contacts here. We've been working on getting this first group of people, some of the U.S. and worldwide sales engineers, as well as a couple of the services guys, working with development individuals, Anthony Kyle and Vinicius, on learning this product and getting demo data created and content. And so these guys should be able to do demos now of this product. We have a VM that is available to them. We also have a couple of videos that we've posted out on Steve Komenaric's site that you can reference that are a little bit longer. They're about 20 minutes apiece of Kyle doing some overviews, so you can take an actual look at the product. Always feel free to contact Vakul or myself if there are additional questions, or we can provide some updates to you. I added these important links here on slide 49, so there is a facilities management industry website on IBM.com where you can find information about this product as well as Maximo used for facilities in general, some case studies, the press release, et cetera. There is a new sales kit that was just published out last Friday on the software sellers workplace, so lots of information there on this solution. I have Steve Kay's site here where the videos just went up last week as well. The first three are there. We're expecting two more by the end of this week. And then the competitive action portal, we've been working closely with that team to get some more substantial competitive analysis and information available for Tririga, Arcabus, and some of the big players that we see in the FM space as well as the DSIM space. We did go over, and I apologize, I didn't really leave any time for questions. Are there any questions? Can we take some now? Or I think people do know how to get in touch with us. Operator, do you want to just take a minute and see if anybody has something we can answer?
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. Once again, if you have any questions, press star 1 and record your name. One moment, please. There are no questions at this time.
Okay. I think we did run a little long, so apologize for that, but this is recorded, and I think everybody knows how to get in touch with myself or Vakul, so if you do have any questions that come to mind, please do reach out to us. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.